Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am, Johnny. How are you?
Wow. How are you doing?
TGIF, one of my favorite days of the week.
Yeah,
how are you?
It's great. I love Fridays because it's the time to kind of refuel for me, if that's a good term for it. I mean,
I love Fridays. Okay, you can continue, but I just wanted to interject something. I love Fridays because it's Psychic Night Friday on Life, Love,
Your
Happiness with Dale Shear.
That's correct. And Dale, we're glad that you're here.
What's going
on with you?
What's going on with me? Well, Richard and I got our COVID-3 shots. We got the booster at Walmart the other day. And just to let you know, I don't know if you got it. Did you get yours, Johnny?
I got my flu shot. I'm not eligible for the booster, but I did get my flu shot on the same day I got my parents got their booster. They took me.
Okay, so the booster shot, I just had my arm hurt a little. That was it, really. And I was a little tired. But other than that, it was fine. I like being tired because then I can sleep. Barbara, are you due yet?
I don't think so because remember I got it. And then I think you need to wait a certain amount of weeks before you get the
They tell you what date to come in? They're supposed to.
No. I don't think that my category is really the booster category because they did not alert me to it at all.
Okay. Well, you need to ask them when do you come in for the booster because that's a really important one because what's happening now, which is really weird, Johnny, and Richard's here too. Hello, Richard.
Aloha, Richard.
All right.
Aloha. Yeah, I'm here.
Good.
Okay. A lot of people that have had the double shot are getting the disease. So that tells me that it's winding down to a point, we are susceptible again, but not as bad. I think the third booster gets it back up again. That's just my own feeling.
Okay. I will definitely check into it because we all got our boosters with our other vaccinations. I remember mumps, measles, and my mom would say it's time for your booster shot. I didn't know what that meant. I was a little kid.
Well, that's weird.
You know?
Okay.
But it's important. Yeah, it's important.
It is important.
Thank
it is
you.
Important. You get it. In fact, we were swimming in our normal pool today. And we have a whole bunch of girls we talk to all the time. And one girl was sitting out there. We were all talking about the booster shot. We all got it. And I said to the girl, did you get any of your shots? And she said, no, I'm not getting it. And I said, I'm not talking to you. So I left. And I went to the other end of the pool. And she left the pool because none of us wanted to be exposed to her.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable when you're that one person. And, you know, I mean, maybe they have their reasons, but they still are going to feel that uncomfortable wall with society. My dad says there's no excuse for not being vaccinated. He says there's absolutely no excuse.
I mean, all the excuses they give, you may go sterile, bet me, or they tell you that the government is tracking you. Why? Why would the government track us? We're so nothing compared to nothing. There is no reason the government would track us. And the other one I heard is Bill Gates is tracking us. So that really makes no sense whatsoever because he's too busy.
He's getting all the publicity because he's getting a divorce. And I saw that on YouTube today, and there are scammers. So people need to watch out if you're not sharp.
Oh, no. He's been getting a divorce, but it's amicable. In other words, they're going to keep working together. It's amicable.
Well, the gold diggers don't care if it's amicable or not. That was what they were trying
yeah.
to. That's what they were trying to share today about the story. There's scammers out there that are okay. Because the gold digger little girls, some of them are not very smart, you guys, and it's amazing. They featured a story today. There are scammers that act like they're Bill Gates. They make up a fake profile and they say, this is my side profile. He says, and I'm Bill Gates and you're so pretty. Send me your bank information and your PIN number and I'm going to give you half of Microsoft. And one did, gave him her whole savings account.
Mm-hmm. Someone that secret, they deserve to lose it.
It was only $3,000. But I mean,
only
$3,000 for a little young teenage girl, you know? What?
Only $3,000.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, hey, her life savings usually is more than $3,000 when they refer to it
right.
as a life savings. But, I mean, that was
okay,
every penny she had. She gave it to
my mother,
this guy.
There's no fool like an old fool. And also, if you're that stupid and want to believe something like that, you're nothing but a gold digger.
Well, and stupid, but mostly stupid.
I mean, it's sad enough that we dish out a dollar for the lotto and then hope that we get millions of dollars. I was just reading one story. I mean, that's stupid, but we do it anyway. Okay, that's a dollar. Big deal.
Well,
I should
call it.
Hey,
it's fun,
you
stupid.
Be quiet. Hey, so this is my time with Barbara. There was one on there that just blew me away. This girl won $188 million. She gives it to her ex-boyfriend who is cheating on her. She bails him out of jail. She buys him a house. He cheats on her again. She gives him more money, bails him out again, and I'm going, what's up? She gives her pastor half her money, and I'm going, what's
Uh-oh.
Up with these people?
I know. It really is amazing. And then they share it all on social media to try to feel some, you know, empathy, like get some sympathy from people they don't know where to turn. That's their life, you guys. Their life is the social media, and I really do believe sometimes it's warping people's minds.
Yeah.
Well,
but, you know, you have to think for yourself and go through all the fake news, what's real, what's not real, you know, and figure it out. I mean, you can't be that stupid. Half of it's fake and half of it's real, and you got to just feather through it.
All right.
I
That's
can
what
tell
I think.
Fake right away.
Okay.
Well, what does Richard okay. think? Because we have parents that, you know, I have the old-fashioned dad, but, hey, you know, my kid, well, she has me. She still has my knowledge I'm passing down to her. But then what are our children really learning about how to live? It's a completely different world with the technology out there and social media. And what is her daughter going to be like? I mean, these are things
okay,
that we
so you're
care
asking,
about.
You started asking Richard a question, which you didn't finish.
Okay, I wanted to know what his thoughts were on it. Does he see, is he around any youngsters, like teenagers, and does he see a big difference from when he was a kid? And everybody's listening. Richard is 93.
Yeah, Richard's just playing with the iPhones doing dirty on me right now. So I'm not sure what
but
you're
did
talking
you understand
about.
The question?
Not really.
Richard,
give me time to straighten out this iPhone. Okay.
Well, what are you doing with your iPhone now?
I don't know, but it's doing its thing.
You know, why don't you answer it for him? Because you know everything, really, that Richard, you know, his thoughts and stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead and answer it.
He's older, and in the old days, I mean, they had horse buggies and wagons and tri-motor Ford cars.
Richard got disconnected.
Huh?
Well, go take care of it, Johnny. You don't need to interrupt our valued, wonderful, world-renounced psychic girls here right now.
He's totally up to date. on everything, and he doesn't believe none of the bullshit, and he's really good about that. He's very smart, and he gets it, and except periodically. He got a text from Amazon saying they charged a whole bunch of things on his Amazon credit card, and they said, call this number, and, you know, and I said, don't you touch that. Don't you touch that. Because if you touch that, then they get everything on you. So I called. I have the number to Amazon. And I called and I said, has anyone charged anything on his account? No. I said, well, they're scamming him. And she goes, just ignore it and delete it. You know, okay. So occasionally he gets all weird.
I'm glad you guys have each other. But, wow, isn't this amazing what he has seen when you just mentioned the horse and buggies to all the way to now? This man, Richard, who's here today, has really seen a lot.
Yeah. Now, Richard, tell us what you've seen, highlights.
Oh, wow. What have I seen? Oh, oh, dear. Yeah, I can remember when we had a dial phone. And,
well, so do I, Richard. We want to hear about the horse and buggy.
Well, right. And before that, when I lived on Whidbey Island, we had a private phone company on the island. And so when you make a call, there were about four or five people on the same line, you know. And I forget what
line.
It was two rings on the party line or something. That would really, really throw a lot of these people a curve.
That's interesting.
And everybody,
what about, Richard,
everybody,
what about going back to horse and buggy and cars and planes?
I don't go back quite that far, but
go way back.
Cars, go way back. Oh, wow.
Go back.
What year were you born, Richard?
I was born in
1928.
Okay. So the Model T was out.
Yeah, the Model A came out, but I didn't know about it until about 1933 or 4. You know, I have very little memory of anything. And after that, I remember a lot of stuff, the Depression and all that nonsense. And that was really rough.
Wow, and you were like
remember,
how old? Like... Nine, 28?
About five or six.
Five or six. And you went through the Great Depression at 5, 6 years old? Wow.
And
yeah,
then,
he was
you know, I was pretty fortunate.
His parents had money, so he was lucky.
Well,
he
they didn't
more
have
money.
Money.
The way.
My dad knew how to, you know, make a dollar. And
oh, good.
You know, one of those guys that make a good car salesman. But anyway, Depression was really tough. And I can remember my dad got a job at Ford, and he started making $5 a day. Oh, wow. Eureka.
Wow.
You know.
That's a lot,
but,
right?
Five.
Eureka.
yeah, well, $5 a day then is about like, I don't know, $100 now. And, the big gap in there on money.
And then all the wonderful jobs that were given by Roosevelt in Washington for the Grand Coulee Dam. And I remember they were happy to make 25 cents a day.
Right. Well, those times were so tough and jobs were really rough. For one example that comes to my mind, at the Ford Motor Company, if you worked in an office, you had, and it was for all for interior communication, there was no small letters on the typewriter. It was all caps. That was saving a little time.
That
Think
was,
about that
what,
for a while.
Something in, it interrupts, and I can only hear every few seconds. Okay, wait. The capitals on the typewriter, what was that? What was the reason for that?
Well, save time, you know. You do more letters without the capitals and all that. Really, in one sense, working there, you didn't stop working. Anything to save a buck, okay? And that was a time saver.
just scrimping and just every single.
But
page.
You have to remember that was manual typewriters, not electric.
Yeah, but I did that too. You're not going to go way back with the typewriter thing. Okay, Richard, we're talking about way, way back. I remember.
What's the first thing you remember? What's the first thing you remember, Richard?
Me?
Yeah.
I remember. Being a kid in Detroit.
That's broad.
And everything was the neighborhood kids. That was all.
Yeah, but I'm thinking he wants you to be a little more specific. With something that maybe we would be saying, what's that? I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Anything you think of.
Okay, next thing that comes to my mind is having a radio then. And having a radio, you get to hear all the good shows like One Man's Family and also on and on, and Jack Armstrong and so forth and so forth. And there was no TV then. We had movies, but no TV. And so a lot of times, every Sunday evening, One Man's Family would come on Sundays. Oh, that was another show. And on and on and on. Fibber McGee and Molly. That was our entertainment then.
Okay, Richard. We're going to continue a lot of that when you come on my show, more with Barbara. Because
okay.
I hear, Johnny, we probably have a caller, but I just wanted
we
to
have
say,
a few.
I used
yes,
to think
we
it
have
was,
a few.
Okay. So, I just wanted to say one last thing,
right.
Johnny, please. Johnny, please.
Let's go.
Okay. Just a minute, please. I just thought it was so funny to see people from that era going, like, gathering around the radio and sitting there, and they actually looked at the radio.
Yeah.
Just so I mean, that was so sweet. It's really cute. So anyway, go ahead, Johnny.
All right.
Have to
our
say
first caller.
Wait, Johnny. When I got my first TV as a kid, I used to really obsess on the spiral. It would go NBC, you know, but then there was a spiral thing that go around just before the TV show would come on, a round thing. Do you remember that?
Yes, the round and round. I mean, people were excited just to see, like kids were excited just to see the snow, like the blurry snow. I mean, that was our major breakthrough technology and happening right in front of us. It was a very big deal. I can still remember.
I remember my favorite shows were Howdy Doody and Captain Kangaroo and stuff like that. That was my favorite show, especially.
Oh,
I like Mr. Rogers. Oh, yeah, I liked him, too. Right after this call or so, I have to tell you my Santa Claus story, okay?
All right.
Okay, that'll be fun.
All right, first caller is area code 269. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Who's this?
My name is Pam.
And where are you calling from, Pam?
Michigan.
Ooh. Michigan. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you listening to our banter?
I was, yes.
I hope we
didn't bore you too much.
I was young. I'm old enough to have been my parents' remote control.
Huh?
We had to get up and change the channel for my parents.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that.
Before the remote control, yeah.
Yes. We all have someone tell us something that they remember from their
childhood. And the TV was on the floor. Remember, the TVs were in the cabinets when they first came out on the floor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, but I remember having one of those box televisions. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And you'd have to go up there and change the channel. Imagine that.
I know.
That was really a bummer.
And we had the party line where you get on the phone and you hear people talking and you had to wait till they stopped talking and to make a call.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No, that wasn't the case. We used to listen in on the party line.
Or that.
How about we have
to know what was going on. And then we also had rabbit ears.
Yep.
I mean, we didn't have cable sometimes.
Cable,
I would make I'd make my dad stay up by the TV and he'd turn in different directions so that we could watch.
They used to do that to my brother. Stand right there.
Yeah, okay. Stop.
Then you put tin foil on them. Okay. I can't stop laughing. Because I have more than I can remember. But anyway, how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted some information about something I think is still going on. And I just need to hide, I guess. But I had a job that was actually pretty bad. There was a lot of harassing and bullying and sexual harassment and you name it. I mean, it ended up all being there. And I was let go, which was a blessing. But I had a very good friend there. Like, we were very, very close. And she is sort of stuck there. And she basically said nothing to me after I left. I mean, we've been sort of getting back into contact. And I don't know if I can trust her. I don't know if she was involved. I don't think she was involved.
No, you can't. She wasn't involved, but she was told not to talk to you. Everybody was told not to talk to you because they were scared of lawsuits. And what year was this?
This was just in this past July.
That's unusual because this stuff happened in every sector. That's what I don't understand. It happened in every sector of the business. Everything you discussed. I was a black check dealer. I can't even tell you what went on the casino. I mean, you wouldn't even believe me if I did tell you. But I mean, you know, it's just like it's happened in all social life. And you know what? It's not going to stop happening. How are people going to flirt? Does anybody know what the word flirt means anymore? I mean, everything you do to somebody, it has to do with sexual harassment. I mean, if you say something in the wrong, you know, light or the wrong attitude, it's sexual harassment. So you know what? Just move on. Forget about them. And just
I was actually let go because I wasn't interested in my immediate boss.
Oh well, that's.
I didn't know that it was happening. Somebody asked me off the cuff. By the way, would you ever date so and so? And I said he's my boss, so no. And then suddenly everything changed.
Because you like to, you would like to date him.
Because I would what?
So you were saying that you did date him. I'm just.
Oh no! I was saying I wouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
no, I said no.
I know, but hey, if you didn't work there.
Right.
Would you?
No.
Let's get back to the real topic. All right, everybody.
Oh, sorry. So anyway, what's happening? I have a Facebook account that's some people there know about. I deactivated after I was let go, and every time I activate it, somebody tries to get in and change my password. I have another Facebook account that I use just for contests and, you know, things if I want to be anonymous. That has never been hacked. Every time, so I deactivate the account for like 3 months. And the minute I activate it, within 12 hours, somebody's trying to change my password.
That is weird.
And there's like these people at this job that everybody else I've talked to them. I don't have hundreds of friends. It's my friends I've known for 30 years and my family.
Hello.
Sorry?
I have to agree with you. It is from work. And just every time your name pops up or they put your name in there, they find you. So I would go with the one with on the Facebook that nobody bothers you.
Yeah, but then I have to move all my friends.
I know how they do it. But after you're done with your reading, I will give a couple tips because I've been through this.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give her some tips because I haven't been through that.
You want me to give her the tips now?
Yeah, give her now because she needs
it. This happened.
Oh, what
this
do you,
happened
so
to
you,
me.
Wait a minute. I couldn't hear much of what you said. Did she say that she thought it was from my job? From my old job?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. Don't worry about that. Barbara wants to give you some tips because she's been through this, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead,
the tips on the person who's trying to change your password. you're wondering, mm-hmm. well, how are they getting in there? I had the same thing happen to me. They were getting in through the messenger sneakily somehow. And once they were in and never logged out, they could stay in there. So what they had me do is just close all that out and keep changing the messenger. Now it's a separate password for that than Facebook. It is really separate. And that will take care of the person. Yes. And you know what they were doing to me? They were acting like they were me, going into my messenger account and getting, trying to get money from my fans to send them, which they were acting like me, send me $1,000 because then I will buy a plane ticket to come and visit you in Australia. Things like that.
But I thought
that would really get you to Australia.
Okay. No, they noticed that I had a couple other, you know, social media sites like Instagram.
Oh.
So this person, the nice person who didn't really think, is that Barbara Marsh? He got really excited. He's like, oh, my God, this Playmate wants to visit me. But he thought, well, is this true? So he contacted me on Instagram, and I said, no. And he sent me screenshots, and this person, they didn't have as good of grammar as you. I know that. This is scary. And this is scary, and this is serious. And that, the Facebook thing was being tampered through the messenger. And that, those are my tips. And if you can now know that, you could probably take care of it.
You mean the messenger app or on desktop?
Mm-hmm.
Both. It was a long time ago, but everywhere.
Okay,
you change the password on messenger.
Everywhere, change your
password.
Everywhere, change your password. All I can say is this, too. This is a... I just had my whole DaleShear.com, some scam artists take my whole website, and I didn't even know my website was down. And then when I found out it was down, I had to go ask Johnny and find it through the archives because it was no longer being there, and pull it up and paste and copy everything and redo it. So they could do a lot. When people like you, it seems like no matter, I mean, you know, do they have anything else to do? Do they have a life? But that's
right.
What they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you for your information. Thank you. Have a good night.
You are welcome. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I really enjoyed that caller. She's awesome. And she's from, where was she from? We don't get a lot of calls
Michigan.
From there.
Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so
Johnny,
I liked her. I'm glad I could help.
Johnny, let's go to the next one.
Okay,
next
let's go.
One, Johnny. We're warmed up.
Give me 1 second. Okay. All right.
What's going on, Johnny?
You know what? Nothing's going on. I just need to check some people. Get there.
Would you quit checking? Just put it on air.
All right. Okay, this area code is 727.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida.
From Florida.
Florida.
From Clearwater.
Yes.
Clearwater, sure. I haven't been there yet. I've only been to Miami. Okay. So, no, I've been up to Key Largo. Up that far, trying to the key.
Hold on, Dale. You sound fuzzy. Sometimes you do. Yeah. And I don't know what's going on, but then you switch something and then you're clear. Right now you're fuzzy.
Okay. I'll take you off speaker. Am I better?
Better.
Better.
Yes. Okay. I'm off speaker. These speakers. I mean, you would think after 10 or 20 years that they would get it down with the phones and make things simple. But no,
it's weird because you guys say mine does sound better with speaker than my AirPods. So I'm on speaker, and so
you're doing
it's
fine.
Just weird. Okay, good.
Okay,
all right,
so,
go ahead, caller.
Yes, so hello, I'm from Florida, and I was calling. My question was, I feel like lately people have been reaching out to be friends with me, and they seem like they're really awesome, you know, like Facebook awesome. And then once after I meet with them, they introduce me to all their drama. And suddenly in my 30s, I don't know who my real friends are.
Okay,
so
number one, you're making the go of your life. Don't allow friends to come in on Facebook unless you know them. Okay?
Well, I know them from, like, networking meetings and, like, the local community because I do a lot of networking.
Okay.
So
All
I
right.
meet them and
All
then,
right.
like, then I see them on Facebook. They look pretty normal. Usually it's just trying to make new girlfriends in town, you know? So
uh-huh.
usually it's never a creepy situation. Usually it's just like a mom who's awesome, owns a business, and that seems like somebody I would want to be friends with. And like this recent one, for example, she seemed so cool. And then she called me. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm helping this guy cheat on his wife. And it turned out I knew those people. And it felt like that's why she was roping me in. And she's like, well, everybody knows. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't want to be involved in this. And I suddenly, like, don't know who my real friends are. Do I have any real friends in my life?
Well, not on Facebook. You need to go somewhere else, you know, to meet people, a different chat room, different place. Facebook
well,
is
Dylan,
notorious.
I meet them in person, remember? I meet them in person first. And then we just connect on Facebook, and then we hang out again.
That could be pretty dangerous. Yeah, but that could be pretty dangerous.
But it's like a mom's club.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, pick and choose. The ones that are having the affair and doing what they're doing, just you did the right thing. I don't want to be involved with it, and you move on. And you just keep moving on, process of elimination, just like I have told many guys. Girl, I said, if you date 100 women, you're going to get one, you know? So just process of elimination.
Oh, my gosh. But I own my own business. I don't even have time.
Well, you're having time because you're going out and you're meeting them. So when you don't like somebody, your impressions are right. Go to the next. It's no big thing.
Awesome.
That's
thank
just
you.
Who they are. Huh?
I like that advice.
Thank you.
I really do because, you know what, caller, you could be making it so much more difficult than it is like I would because you're in it. But Dale, with her perspective, I love it. That's why she's my psychic because she like, put your boundaries up. Hey, the minute that girl said that about I'm helping somebody cheat on, bye-bye. And you know what?
Gone.
Maybe that'll snap them out of it by you cutting them off like so fast because you don't have time for that.
No,
well, you know,
so true.
It's really weird. It's really weird, but people just, they have no one to talk to. They're lonely and they want confirmation that what they're doing is right. And in the process of elimination, I have I don't know if you guys are like this, but I have a checklist in my brain about people, about what I want or what I don't like about them. And the minute they, and it's an imaginary checklist. I mean, they don't know what I'm thinking. And the minute I hear something weird I don't like or that person's doing something very strange, then I just eliminate them from my life. Which bottles down to little or no friends, but what can I tell you?
I
you know.
So feel it. Like, when I was younger, it was just so much easier because, like, being in school is just such an easier place to make friends, whereas, like, I feel like as an adult now, people are just not the same. It's not as genuine, and it feels like when you do make a friend, typically they just kind of don't really last very long. It fizzles out quick. I feel like deeper connections don't mean as much to people anymore.
Sweetheart, it's all true, but grow up. Change is change, you know? And if you don't like what's going on, move on.
Amazing advice. Thank you.
Get it.
I like that.
All right.
Dale.
Thanks.
Get that list in your head, too, people.
Thank you,
get
ma'am.
Your checklist. Thank you, caller. Yeah. Get that checklist in your head. You don't have to write it down. It's going to be embedded in your brain, what you will accept and what you won't. And don't be walked over. Dale, I love
that. Do you have
that about you,
Barbara? Do you have that, or like a little checklist in your brain that you know, like, do you have one of those?
Yeah, I didn't really think about it like that, but I would think of it more like bing, bing, like little bells going off, like
yeah,
alert,
same thing.
Red flag. Yeah, But I would accept it and think, well, rationalize, well, maybe this, maybe that. No. But do you know how much time it takes to figure out something like that? That is your time, and time is money. We don't have time for that. And I have to be better at it. And since my mother passed away, I've been a lot better at it because she put boundaries up. We need influences in our lives like you. And I'm glad that caller called, because sometimes it is just so simple as like, hey, don't let that bother you. Don't let it affect your peace of mind.
I have a lot of pretty good, really good friends that were jealous of me, or they were using me and whatever. And it hurt. It hurt bad. And I still would want to be friends with them, but I know at the same token, they would just do more of it. So I just stay away.
Yes. And don't you have those friends? Have you had those friends where you get off the phone every time you talk to them, you just feel icky after? You're just like, why do I always feel so down after that? And I had to dissect it. I had to say, well, you know what? Because they are a person that loves to trash others, which is like gossip talk and all that, it can really, it's negative, and it can really be draining.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Richard's like my best friend, so I leave it at that.
And he's nice.
No, he's nice. He's my best friend. Okay, well, who's
good
the
heart.
Next one?
All right, the next
who's
caller.
The next one, Johnny?
Yeah. Is area code 631, you're on the air.
Hello.
What's the area code?
631, Long Island.
No, I thought he said 61, and I'm going, what the heck? Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So Long Island, I'm very familiar with because we get a lot of calls from Long Island, and I'm from Jersey, so I know the area. And how can I help you?
Well, I had two quick questions. I had a little falling out with one friend just because, and
Wait, sweetheart, what's your name?
Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne. You had a falling out with one person.
Yeah, just because I said I would go there Thanksgiving, but I want to go someplace else because I feel more comfortable around a smaller group because it's the first time I'm not going to be around family, and she's not my friend over that, but she's going to be with her family.
Wait, I've lost what you're saying. I'm told, is this person family?
No.
She's a friend.
No problem.
Yes.
And she wants you to go to a party with how many people?
It's Thanksgiving, and I said I would go, but then it's my first Thanksgiving without my family, and so I
Stop. How many people will be at her Thanksgiving?
I don't know, like 15. So my other friend invited me with a smaller group, all going to cook, and we're going to keep busy, and I just feel
okay,
her the truth how I felt.
First of all, the government is saying, and I have to agree with it, it's not a good idea to be around about 15, 20 people, and especially during the holidays, because the chances of getting COVID is much higher, okay? So that could be used as one of the real reasons you don't want to go. The other thing you could do is go with your parents, you know, or your family, and go with them and drop by for like 5 minutes at her place.
No, that's the thing. My son moved away in the Marines, and my family's moving to Florida. So this is my first Thanksgiving alone. So my other friends, who are just a couple of girls older, were going to make dinner together, and I just feel more comfortable doing that than being with her, all her family, and she doesn't understand that. So she's not my friend. She said she doesn't
want
to call me.
And you can tell her because you feel that way because of the COVID situation.
Okay.
Because it's true. The government is saying very silly if you go around with 10, 15 people for the holidays. It's very easy to catch. Or, you know, it's
but
easy
Dale,
to catch.
Dale, I have a question with this. Why should she tell this person any excuse when the person already said, you're not my friend, don't call me, you're not going to come over for Thanksgiving?
No, I would text her. She doesn't understand. She thinks that
no,
she
I
doesn't
did tell
like
her why. I did tell her why. I said, this is my first Thanksgiving alone, and I really would like to be around a smaller group of people, because being around your brothers and sisters who I really don't know and the kids, it would hurt me too much, and I'd probably be wind up crying. So at this point in my life, the first time alone, I'd like to be with a smaller group, but I would like to see you the next day. But thank you so much for inviting me anyway.
I don't see anything wrong with what you said.
No. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
It's really, really trippy. Because COVID is spiking up again.
Yeah, I mean, she has her family there, but she got mean and says you're going to go over your other friend and have fun. She got mean. She got mean.
Jealous.
She was jealous. Sweetheart,
bye.
She was jealous. She was jealous. Like Richard
even
Barbara
said,
says,
oh, if
bye.
It wasn't for me and your cousin, you'd have nowhere to go.
Oh, please. Mm. Oh, please. You know, in Florida, you could go to any buffet. Come on. No, that's not true. Just let it pass. And if she wants to be that way, then she's not your friend.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. That's simple. I know it hurts.
It's hurtful,
but...
though. It does
what?
Hurt, right, Dale? It's hurtful of that, but we know that person's being controlling and all, but maybe they've been your friend for 20 years. But they still are hurting you by not understanding and putting that pressure on you. I mean, it's not like that's your boyfriend. Sometimes girlfriends act like they're so controlling and domineering over you.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's like, I know. And she's like, oh, if you had a boyfriend, would you just dump me or whatever? I'm like, oh, my gosh, just because you don't. But her other friends have husbands and boyfriends, and she's understanding. Just because I don't have one. I'd like one, but I just don't have one at this moment.
Exhausting.
I think you're all making more of a drama out of this that's necessary. Just let it be. She's jealous. And
of
she
what?
Wants you as of you being a friend and going somewhere else. She wanted you to be with her. It's that simple. She's just jealous.
Oh, boy.
But there's nothing you can do to change it unless you go over there, and I don't think you should do that.
No, I'm not. No. Nope. No.
Not
and
after that,
you know, for,
can I ask you really quick?
Sure.
Do you see a love life coming in?
Yes, I do.
Hallelujah. When? I've been saying positive affirmations every morning.
We are not good on time, but I would say within the next year or so, you're going to definitely be involved with somebody and have a really good life. May I ask how old are you right now?
I'm 61.
Okay. Yeah. Join some of the – there's groups out there for your age. Join some of those.
No, thank you.
Which would,
you
don't want
to? Well, what do you mean groups for my age? Like what? What are you talking about?
Seniors.
I'm not really – like I know I'm 61 – but my son's only 20, and I'm a young 61, and I work full-time, and I'm not really a senior. I mean, I know I'm a senior, but I'm not a senior. I know how to explain it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But technically,
yeah, I mean, I'm
going
to have to work till I'm not. I mean, I don't play bingo, and I don't want a 70-year-old man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Okay, I understand. That's a very at least you know how to say what you want, what you don't want.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, I don't
meetings.
Go play bingo and senior citizen clubs. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's not all about that. Let me tell you, they
either.
Have exercise. They have all kinds of activities.
Exercise.
They have swimming
I can go
pool.
To the gym and go on the treadmill, or I can walk. Or you haven't seen me.
Okay, 39.
I believe you, but with this attitude, you're not going to fight
no.
the man. Just let loose. Let loose. And
oh,
just,
my God.
You know,
my
just find
30.
Somebody. Find some, like I was saying before, if you date 100 men, one's going to be right for you. So just, like, go for it.
Yeah. No, but I understand what you're saying, but you were funny when you said go join senior citizens group. I was, like, dying.
I'm not trying to be funny.
It's not even funny.
Are you going to tell me to do that in, 7 years? I'm going to be 60. And I hope you're not going to go tell me to go play bingo with senior citizens.
No, what is
in
what
a year?
With this
because
bingo?
I'm not going to feel too much older.
What is with this bingo? They don't. Never mind. I don't want to even talk about the subject anymore. To each their own. Just go let her have fun. You have
yeah,
fun.
But no, no, I'm just saying, when you send senior groups, I'm thinking like, you know, the senior citizen groups where they feed you a little bit of food and they play bingo. And
no, that's not what it's all about.
And
it is, because what are you talking about with senior groups? So, like, what then?
Well, I tell you, Richie and I, we go swimming all the time. There's 5 pools. There's a gym. We've met a lot of nice friends doing that. I mean, that's what we do.
Silver
yes,
speakers.
But are they retired or they, you know, they have grandkids? I'm not retired. I don't have any grandkids. You know what I'm saying? I don't.
I know what you're saying because you're from back east. You're from New York, and I totally understand because I'm from Jersey. Jersey
yeah.
trumps New York. So go ahead and just go do what you want to do, and it's all right. And go find who you want to find. And that's all I can say. I know you will find someone, and you'll be happy.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night.
I'm just making
that
people laugh
hilarious.
Today.
That
huh?
was so funny. Or do a little bit of both. You know, maybe you could volunteer at a senior citizen's
place. Oh, Barbara,
place and
Barbara,
one of those
don't even go into this.
Great fun for you. What?
Barbara, don't go
what?
There.
I mean, never know.
Don't.
Why not? Don't go there.
Don't go there. Okay. Is there another one, Johnny, or what?
We should
We're on
do.
Fire, Johnny.
We have, we should do 856, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Well, we're fine.
Hi.
Who's this?
Rose Maria.
Oh,
okay, where are you
name.
From? Where are you calling from?
Right now, I'm in New Jersey.
Oh.
Well, we've talked to you before, huh?
Yeah, I think it was a while ago.
Okay, what part of Jersey?
I just got back.
Okay, what part of
South
Jersey?
South Jersey.
South Jersey,
where? Near Philadelphia.
Okay, near Cherry Hill and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I just got back. I got a little chaos and stuff that I need to be done, and now I'm back in the States, and I got screwed over from where
okay.
I was, and I tried to do it from here, and I can't, and somebody's got to do it for me to just drop it off, and I'll send it back here. So I was wondering what his intentions are. For helping me
okay,
out.
Okay, wait. I'm confused. Who is what? What? Is this a guy?
What my friend's intentions are, because I sent him the paperwork to drop it off for me, because I'm not going
okay,
back.
What is the paperwork for?
For the country. For overseas.
You want to go to a different country?
I'm already there. Might not go back. I just need the paperwork done and settled in.
Wait, what do you mean you're already there? Physically?
Not physically, no. I'm already a citizen.
Oh, can you say what country?
Not really, not at the moment, because there's a little chaos
there's
right now.
Okay, then unfortunately, I won't be able to help you, but I thank you for calling. Thank you. I don't want to get involved in this mess. Thank you, and I'm sorry. Johnny, next one.
Okay. The next caller is area code 347.
Okay. Hello. And who is this, and where are you from?
My name is Tamika. I'm calling from New York, Long Island.
Okay. Tamika, we've talked to you before, haven't we?
In the past.
Yeah. We have a lot of return callers. Okay. Tamika, what's going on? What do you need to know?
I would just like to know if you see whether or not I should take a job offer I received for a dermatology office that wants me to start Monday, or should I not? If I don't, will I receive payments for a job I lost in October that I applied for through the state? And I'm waiting. My benefits are still pending as to whether or not I'll receive payments for losing
okay,
the job.
I believe this is the way you should play it because everybody needs employees. I would take the job on Monday for dermatology, see how you like it, and wait for the state job or federal job to come up and see how you like that. If you decide you want to work there, then you kindly tell the dermatology people that you got another offer
for unemployment benefits. through the state because I lost my job in October.
Wait, I'm confused. All right.
So I applied.
Oh, you want to stay on unemployment is what you're saying?
I don't want to stay on unemployment. I wanted to take a moment to maybe enroll in school and take a focus on what I wanted to do next for a job if I do get those benefits, but I'm not sure if I will receive them to be able to do that.
What are the benefits?
It would be weekly payments for the job that I worked at for the past 3 years.
I don't see you getting them for a long time if you get them at all, so I would take the one on Monday.
Okay.
I mean, just they're just with the COVID thing, everybody is just backwards.
Everybody's
Let me
true.
Tell you, it's really messed up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just a little wary about stepping back into a medical office. Do you see it being a good experience?
No,
if I go
this
to the
is
dermatology
a good
office?
One. Mm-hmm. This is a good one. They're going to be so happy that you have actually chosen. It's going to be really good. Not to worry. Not to worry at all.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Johnny, we'll go for a break here. I want to tell my story to Barbara.
All right.
Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara? Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to pick up on this. I was a little girl. I had a sister. And I was in love with Clarabelle the Clown and Howdy Doody Show and all that. I mean, I was mesmerized by this clown. Where most kids are scared of clowns, I loved him. So
yeah.
My sister was taking me into New York. I'll never forget this. And Clarabelle, the real Clarabelle, was on the street waving to people. I jumped out of the car, which was moving, and my sister was going, "What are you doing?" And I left and jumped into Clarabelle's arms. And I swear to God, I remember this like it was yesterday. And my sister stopped the car to go retrieve me. It was just like that was one of the things I remember.
Oh, my gosh. The probably the one time your mother said, okay, sister's going to take you into New York City.
Oh, my sister almost killed me. My sister and I, we were good until she got married when I was 8 or 9, and then she moved to L.A., and then I never saw her, you know. But anyway, it was just like she was always doing something weird, like the kitchen would catch on fire because she had oil going in a frying pan. So she would put me out on the ledge of a window in New Jersey in the middle of nowhere. Where I could have fallen like 50 feet. Oh,
damn,
did you hear? No.
Safe on the ledge.
That
is
crazy.
No, there was one time we went with her boyfriend then, who was her turned out to be her husband. We went in this rowboat, and I didn't have a swim or nothing, and then the boat turned over and I almost drowned. I mean, you know, little stuff like that. She tried
That's
to kill me
things
in a
happen.
Nice way. Huh?
That's hilarious. But that things like that happen when you do go off with family and you think it's never going to happen. It's so funny. But that's a lot of years between your sister and you.
Yeah,
eight,
we were 11
yeah.
years 11 years apart. My mother tried to
yeah.
have her that long.
Did she try
years.
To have a baby boy?
I think my dad wanted a boy. That's why I was named Dale.
How many siblings?
One.
Okay, so, wow, that's many years
later. But she has since passed. And she passed. But anyway, we did not get along well after that because she moved to L.A. and was involved with her own life with her own kids, and I never saw her.
So what about these kids? Are you close with your nephew?
No, my nephew died at 18. He had a simple nose job. He went in with his sister. They both had a nose job, and she came out, and he didn't. So after that, kind of the family went downhill, you know, and it was rough. And am I close at my niece? No, not at all.
That's so sad. That really is a shocking kind of
thing. It's okay. It's okay. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Well, you're okay, but for people that were really, really close to them, I can see that's weird. That's a big blow. You go in for a normal surgery that's not even that risky, really, and you don't make it. That's crazy.
Yeah, sad part is, huh?
Yeah.
There were two
This reminds me of talking about your family and things in your life. It reminds me of our show that we did on my show, More with Barbara.
Yes.
And you were saying before we went on air today that you liked it. What did you like about it?
I enjoyed you both did. Well, I enjoyed watching you. I enjoyed getting to be friends with you on a one-to-one basis where I could see you. And it was fun. It was just like fun. We need a little work, but, we can make it perfect.
Oh, my gosh. That's the great thing about the podcast and doing all of this and how it's the craze that people want to do and get their voices heard out there, and they can do it. And I was watching, because I do a lot of studying on how to make everything better all the time. And if you don't have it perfect right in the beginning, put it up anyway, this guy says. I love this guy. And put it up because how else are you going to tweak it and make it better if you just keep waiting? Well, it's not as good as this one. It's not as good as theirs. It's not as,
That's
true. You'll never have anything.
True.
So
true.
I just
put them all
up.
And I'd like to do more. So whenever you're ready, let me know.
Okay. And I just ordered a lighting system, a microphone.
Oh,
I did tons of research on it because I don't want to waste money. A green screen. I'm making a whole area because we're going from podcast podcast means radio. You hear people. To seeing, and seeing, it puts a whole new twist on everything, doesn't it?
That's true. What is a blue screen for?
The green screen, it is
green
that if you have it in your background, it makes it somehow easy to put whatever background you want there without that movement.
Oh, wow.
You know, where Johnny has that kind of movement where it goes in and out, it all that away.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and I can't wait till you get it, and we can experiment with it.
Yeah, and have a really nice microphone that comes in and out. And
I do have a nice – I have
problem.
A mic that's like that. I have a $300 mic that's like that that I can attach. But I thought our voices sounded great on the blue jeans, so I wasn't worried about that.
Well, it's okay, but – it can be always more crisper and better. And I think when I go around surfing for podcasts to listen to while I go to sleep, the clearer voice with no background and just the very, very clear voice without the and the it's so much.
Well, I'll tell you one to watch. Richard's obsessed with Wonder Hussy. If you look at her, she goes around and does Nevada, and put up on YouTube Wonder Hussy. She does it through her cell phone, and she does a very good show and talks about herself, and it's just a one-person thing. So just take a look, and she has 318,000 viewers. So that's what I was telling Johnny. There's no reason he shouldn't have that many, and with a little cell phone. She goes around Nevada or wherever and tells about, I found this or I found that or I found this.
Right.
It's kind of interesting, So just take a look.
I like the German in Venice. Yeah, the YouTube, the German in Venice. He goes around and he talks and shows. I get it, but it's not that much. From $70 to $400, you can get a very good sounding professional microphone.
I know. I had it all. I had it all. But I was going to do my own podcast before I met Johnny. Then I decided it's too much work. I don't want to do it. But anyway,
Johnny,
let me give out my
phone. We can have microphones. Johnny keeps his phone, whatever. Or Johnny can go get a microphone. I don't care. But when it's coming out of me, I'm just saying I'm going to keep getting better. And I'm going to get the proper stuff. I'm just going to.
That's fine, Barbara. No one's arguing with you but yourself.
Well, you're the one saying, there's work to do. Yeah, I'm working. I'm working on it every day.
No,
and I can't
well,
wait till
we
I get
both
it.
Have, we both have work to do. Don't take it personal, okay?
I am not offended whatsoever at all. But don't
all right,
worry
check
about
out
Donnie.
That.
Donnie has his show. I got mine. Mine's called More with Barbara. And More with Barbara is going to have more. It's going to have the proper equipment. It's going to have the bells and whistles. It's going to have the music. And I'm going to hire all of my friends and family who are the most talented people to work on it with me. Because why should I go out and get somebody I don't know when I have my family who's an artist and I
that's
have
true.
My families who are musicians, you know? That's what I
okay.
feel like I need to do.
I hate to interrupt you, but do we have any other calls?
No, we don't. But well, actually,
okay.
we have one person, but I couldn't screen them to hear the hear them. So, I mean, we don't have any more callers. I think that's about it.
Johnny.
Okay, well,
question,
Johnny just put up some new stuff that I told him to, so that was good, but we still have the same callers a lot. But he's got to get more people to call in. So, I mean, we're putting up different things, and it shouldn't be just on Facebook, Johnny. It has to be all over the place.
I know.
And I'm out of Facebook. I might as well do that. Shout out. I'm off Facebook because I don't have my phone, you know. As you know, I have this extra phone here today. And so they don't recognize my browser. All the other platforms are working, but I have been booted out. I had to send in my driver's license and passport 4 times over 5 days, and I still haven't heard back.
That's very weird. I don't know what to tell you. What kind of phone do you have?
iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's kind of new, and it's Apple
mm-hmm.
Notes.
I
don't know. They're having a lot of trouble with the iPhones,
okay? But it's not about the iPhone. I just want to make that one clear. After a week full of many hours of phone calls with everybody, it's not the iPhone. It's AT&T because they admitted, after I got 5 supervisors on the line, she admitted that, their new plans came out at the same time that the iPhone 13 was released, and they are, but it's rare, they have seen it before, like with me, that they cannot get our phones up and our service running because my plan wasn't supposed to start till the end of next year, okay? So why didn't they warn me before? Because they didn't want
me to use them,
that's why.
Can't you return the phone and get a different one?
Well, I did. I just went in there and I said that you're hurting my business, and they gave me this extra free phone. That's what I am on right now, so I can continue my work. Otherwise, I don't know what I would do.
You have to wait for a whole year for it to come up?
No. They have now their engineer team that is scheduled to contact me on the 16th. So I just – but see, the iPhone 13 that I have, I could do everything on it, all of my editing, all of my retouching. I just cannot do the texting and calling. So
okay.
the extra phone's fine for that. So
well,
it's fine.
I think those people on the 16th will help you. Let me give out my phone number because I'm getting hungry. And
right.
I want to thank everybody. And it's Dale. And my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R, at www.daleshear.com to check me out there. And my phone number is 808-372-1816.
Thank you, Dale. And what are you going to have for dinner tonight?
Well, we have this, it's not a crock pot, but pressure cooker. And we put some chicken and lamb in there, and it tastes pretty good.
I bet it's going to be melt in your mouth. Will you guys go enjoy it? I didn't even know it was already over an hour because this show was fantastic. And I think we had a lot of fun.
You.
So thank you, Dale. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Johnny.
Huh? And
thank you, Johnny.
TGIF, everybody. Aloha.
Well, good night, everyone.
Life, laughter, happiness, YouTube. Subscribe.